again, and welcome to another episode of BitNote. We'll be talking about video games once again. Hope you enjoy. So, today I dropped into the Global Game Jam, which actually is happening globally, but it was happening specifically in one part in Griffith College. Now, I've covered game jams before in a previous episode. In fact, I seem to recall I recorded two episodes in a row basically dealing with the Gamecraft game jam in Dublin a while back. But the idea, of course, is that you have a video, you are given a theme for a video game. You sit down either by yourself or more likely in a group of a few others, and you try to belt out a video game in an extremely short period of time. With the Dublin Gamecraft, it was 8 hours, but with the Global Game Jam, it is 48 hours. Now, it's been going along for, it's quite intensive, and sometimes people do skip on that little luxury known as sleep, but it's people belt it out and do the best they can to make a fun game in the short period of time they have, just like in many other game jams. The deadline really does make a difference. And one of the huge things about Global Game Jam is that it's truly global. It's taking place at countless locations all across the globe at the right about the same time. So it's not just you, you know, it wasn't just the people in Griffith College who were hacking away in the Game Jam, or even those in LIT Tipperary, but also those all around the world. Over 300 locations in numerous different countries took part. Pretty crazy, but fun event. I didn't actually take part this year. I had a couple of other things going on, including recording this show. But I decided to engage in another way, and that was by taking place in Global Jam Radio. You see, it was decided that not only would there, of course, be everyone jamming away at their codes, but there would also be a radio station online set up specifically for this show. And that way that anyone, wherever in the world, would be able to just tune in and suddenly listen to this great big broadcast. Well, since I had some experience in radio work, i.e. doing this exact show that you are listening to right now, I decided to volunteer myself to represent Dublin and do a great big, what turned out to be, hour-long show for Game Jam Radio, Global Game Jam Radio, to broadcast about what it was like there at the Game Jam, broadcasting what it was like, what everyone else was up to in the general atmosphere. Well, I've got the some clips for you now, so even though I won't be able to show you the whole hour-long thing, I think I can show you some of the good bits for it now. So, have a listen. Oh, and don't worry, there is some music later on. All right, so we're with another team that I'm actually very familiar with. Would you like to introduce yourselves?
Sure. I'm Edward from Brighthead.
Mariano from Brighthead.
And that's pretty awesome. So, as you know, I work in the same right next to you. So you've taken a break from your tireless day job of game developing, and now you've decided to relax by doing more game development.
Yeah, we don't obviously get enough of it, you know, Monday to Friday. We have to have, you know, Saturday, Sunday, no sleep as well. That's how much we love the games.
Certainly.
Like, it's a cool way of sort of coming up with new ideas in a short space of time, so that's cool. Why I like and it. That's where we got our original idea for our game.
Yeah, yeah, and it's cool to meet new people. Like, we're working with people, animators and other programmers, some of them are students who we haven't done before, like. So normally we're just, like, three guys working on our games, but today we're working with, like, you know, four or five other people. So, and that's, it's fun to be on kind of a big team for once.
Okay.
Yeah, because it's, like, usually, it's sort of nice having other artists there and...
It's nice having people to support you, to be your wingman, to raise you up, you know.
Yeah. It's like wearing a good bra. Lots of support.
Yeah, I think Ed's happy that with our artist, I won't give him all the work to do.
It's nice.
And then get mad at him when it's not done on time.
Yeah.
But no, the game jam's been great this year. The turnout's amazing. As I was saying, there's more than 50 people from colleges all around Dublin, Griffith, Ballyfermot, Pulse College, Dundalk, DIT. So I think it obviously bodes well for the industry, and it's just cool to meet so many people. Like, you're going to be seeing them again all the time at the game events in Ireland, so it's cool to meet them here and, you know, spend some time talking to them and see what they're doing.
That is so true. You go to so many game events or meetups or shindigs or whatever, and the same people keep popping up, and it's And it's pretty awesome and everything.
Well, yeah, it's, I think Ireland, it's, we don't have the biggest game industry, but it's a bit of a tight-knit group, so you kind of rely, you know, to always meet the same people, but they're, you know, the people who can help you out or people you can ask to do something if you need a sound guy or you just want to, you know, throw an idea out there or you want to maybe work with someone in the future.
Definitely.
Yeah, like I said, it's cool sort of seeing what people's abilities are and what could happen in the future. So,
okay, cool. And the theme is a heartbeat, or at least with the audio sample of a heartbeat. What do you guys choose to work on?
Like software?
Well, like what's the game you guys are working?
Yeah, it's the idea of you're a robot trying to collect pieces of your heart.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, you can basically, as you play the game, you're hitting the space bar, and that corresponds to your heartbeat. If you hit it faster, he'll perform faster. If you hit it slower, he can slow down and avoid enemies. But if you go too fast, you'll have a heart attack, and the screen will flash red. If you go too slow, the screen will start to fade out, and he'll also die. So, you know, it's just kind of an added factor where you're not just playing a regular platformer, you're watching literally your heartbeat as you play the game.
So basically, controlling heartbeat is like a core mechanic, essentially.
Yeah, very cool.
That's cool. So, this whole thing started at 5 p.m. yesterday, which is not quite 24 hours again, but it's close enough. And I see a lot of people are tired. A lot of people, one of them has started hoarding Lucozade energy drinks under his desk.
And hot lips.
And I see more than one person asleep on the couches. So I guess the question is, with all the things and tiredness, how are you guys holding up?
Well, we're alive. Communication's probably at an all-time low, but I think we're like a big wheel that's kind of chugging along. We all do have an idea of what the game's going to be like, but we're all working around with the pieces now. A few more hours when we have to put it all together, I think that's when the cracks will show. But it's a good laugh, and you know, you go to Global Game Jam, it's for the experience and to meet people more than anything. So we'll definitely get something done and be proud of whatever we do.
Awesome, best luck. And you know, you're not just making a game. Do you want to give a shout out to your recently released game?
Oh yeah. No, we released King Croc a few weeks ago. It's a puzzle platformer, and released it on Indievania and Indie City. And might be coming to other online retailers soon. But they're the two it's on now, and it's 70 cent for the time being. And yeah, we've been lots of really positive response in Ireland. I'll be honest with you, about 90% of the sales on one of the sites was Ireland. Like we've had a few abroad as well, and you know, quite happy with it. It's our first game, and we learned a lot, and we'll move on now and make it bigger and better.
Okay. So there, you've heard it. Brighthead Games, currently working on the game jam involving a robot collecting the piece of his heart. And recently, their most recent release game, released literally last week, was King Croc, which is available on Indie City and Indievania for only 70 cents. So,
yep.
Get that.
Right,
thanks, Ed. Welcome. See you. All the best. So, I'm here with Owen Carroll. Now, you actually organised this event, right?
That's correct, yes. Only this site. I'm not involved in the global organisation, yeah. But yes, I am.
Not the Global Game Jam, just this Griffith College
exactly,
Dublin
yes,
part of
yes.
It. So tell me about that.
Okay, well, this will be our third year running the jam site, and this has definitely been our biggest year. We have grown a little bit, incrementally, year on year, but this year we have had an exponential growth in the amount of jammers we have. We have 49 entrants here this year. So much so that we've run out of the usual promotional stuff and t-shirts and hoodies that we hand out. We don't have enough for everybody this year. So it's a wonderful but terrible problem.
Okay, so what have you been noticing? So what have you picked up from doing this each year?
The main thing I've picked up is people's enthusiasm towards game creation. Every year we get students who are involved in a course which is game oriented, and that's fantastic. They come in and they do something over a weekend that isn't part of an assignment or an exam. But also every year we get students who have no experience in games. And this year we have about 7 first year computer science students who have a very small amount of programming under their belt, and they are here, and they're here for the full 48 hours, and they are learning as they go along. It's a very tough experience to go through, but it advances those students so much, and it in a lot of cases kickstarts their enthusiasm for creating games, and hopefully something more can come out of it, or they'll continue throughout their program to attend year on year.
That's brilliant. So they're really, they're learning, you know, great skills, meaning a lot.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a baptism by fire, but it is, it's definitely a good learning experience.
So what do you think about the Irish game scene in general?
I think the Irish game scene is in a very healthy position, despite certain studios pulling their interest out of Ireland last year.
Like the pop cap with
I don't want to name any names. Not with BioWare still here. But I think that the indie scene has advanced to a point where we are becoming noticed. We are on the map now, and we will grow, and it will be beneficial not only to the games industry in Ireland, but to, I think, industry in general in Ireland. We will get more of the larger companies coming in wanting to take our talent, not having to outsource it to Canada or to England or to other countries, which is fantastic for us.
That is fantastic. And of course, events like this are all helping.
Absolutely. I think anybody who has done a game jam before is a massive proponent of doing it again and of getting new people to come along. And you can, as the keynote said, you can waste a weekend and realise your idea is terrible, or you might get something fabulous out of it.
And I mean, I'm not actually participating in this exact game jam, but I mean, I've been in them before, and it's just, it's amazing, the frantic pace, the exhilaration, the
absolutely
just...
the relief at the end when it's all over, you can all sleep.
Something, yes. But listen, I think what you've done is brilliant here. So,
thank you very much.
Anything you'd like to add or shout about?
No, I'm delighted that we have had so many people here from so many different campuses, from our own students, from our own games course that we have running here, and from Ballyfermot and from Paul's College and from DIT. I think it's fantastic that different students from different campuses can come and can work together to build interesting games over a weekend.
Brilliant. All right. Well, listen, thank you very much.
Super. Thanks a lot.
And been a great game jam.
Thank you very much.
So right now I am interviewing, and would you like to introduce yourselves?
I'm James Bull from Griffith College, doing computer science.
David Dooley from Griffith College, computer science as well, same class as James.
Cool. So do you have a name for your team or your game?
Our game is called Maze Run. So we basically came up with ideas that we have 48 hours, you know the whole thing, 48 hours to make a game. And we're only in first year in computer science, so we didn't actually have that much coding experience at all. So we're making the Maze Run, so we just have the 2D game where the player runs through a maze and has to do it while their energy is going down. And has to collect love hearts to keep alive.
I see. Yeah, I see. Like, you got that whole map down there and racing along and the hearts and everything. So that's pretty cool. And what are you developing it in?
Game Maker.
Cool.
And we'd never even used it before, so it's all been a
all
big learning curve. Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's the best way to go in. Just dive right in, and
exactly.
I mean, that's what game jam's all about.
I know. Spend it's crazy. But you see some people here, and they're doing crazy modeling with like they know they came in, they knew exactly what they were doing, making 3D games and stuff.
I was gonna like it, but then I said I'll leave it for a few minutes.
I mean, that's... Yeah, I know. But just focus on your own stuff. So this is your... Is this your first game jam?
Yeah.
Two of us.
Definitely.
How are you finding it so far?
I was pretty intense. Yeah. He pulled an all-nighter, so he only got, he slept for 2 hours there. It's now 1 o'clock in the day, isn't it?
Yeah.
But almost two at this stage. But
yeah, he literally just woke up there. He's pretty fucked. He doesn't know where he is.
You're in Griffith College. Yes, you know Griffith College. You know, it's a place. It's a place you go to school, and you're there right now.
I'm a bit slow at the moment. Better keep my eyes open.
Hey, it's okay. I'm not the best at sleep either. What I'm doing to you is actually hugely unfair.
Yeah,
but I'm interviewing you and recording everything you say, even when you're clearly in a sleep-deprived state. It's almost a crime against humanity. So, out of curiosity, what's this room normally used for? I mean, it's a pretty nice room. We've got, tons of skylights. Well, not skylights, but, windows along the rim and a big... What's it normally used for?
It's interior design and stuff.
Interior design. And, what sort of interior... Sorry, actually, would you like to introduce yourself?
No.
Okay, is she part of the team?
Yeah, she's part of the team.
Cool.
More of her.
And so interior design, it's normally used for. What do they have, art?
I don't know, they make models and stuff down here.
Yeah, okay. They store them down here. You always see them. It's across from the bar there. So you always see them at work.
And you seem to have brought along good computers. I see most people here seem to have a laptop of some description. You have a gigantic glowing blue tower PC with white things and an Xbox controller, what looks like, jacked into it.
Yeah, that's David's.
That's mine.
That is nice. Why is he...
Good colour scheme.
Because I woke up with him on my computer, so...
And the keyboard has a monitor on it, it looks, which is displaying the how much each of the four CPUs is being used.
Try explaining that one.
You're using it to make a 2D game where you run through a...
Well, at the moment,
I have to say that's an impression. I probably would not bring something. I've literally got a tiny little snap. Well, anyway. Oh, it's actually moving. The guy's moving.
He's going.
We
just need to spit.
You'll be using the directional keys to like bring him through, and we're making the wall solid there. That's actually just a background image, and then we make these objects won't be visible in the game when it's running.
Okay.
That makes the wall solid.
All right.
It's simple enough. But that's what we want.
Okay. Well, listen. It's pretty awesome. You've had a limited amount of. This is the first thing. This is really how you
we
do.
We were installing the program for the first hour. We were just installing this, wondering how to turn it on.
So your first year?
We have very little experience.
This is like your first time developing a game?
Yeah.
It was what?
It's a bit crazy.
that's brilliant. Well, you know, you're the new generation, the ones who are going to wreck everything. Well, you know, it works. But
this will be Call of Duty in no time.
Exactly. Maze Run of Duty. Listen, I'll leave you there.
Cheers. Thanks very much.
Cheers. Thank you. All the best. And sorry, you are again?
James Wolf.
James and
David Dooley.
And you're making Maze Run. Cool.
See ya.
See ya. But right in front of me are two people. You're working on what seems like a bunch of gears. And would you like to introduce yourselves?
I'm Andrew. I'm from Ballyferman College.
And I'm Dave. I'm from Ballyferman as well.
Ballyferman has that like Ludo games course, right?
We're second years.
That's an introductory course, Ludo is, and there's a two-year course after that.
Yeah. All right, so you're in the two-year course.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, definitely. I remember they were like one of the earliest colleges in Ireland to do a games course. So what are you working on right now?
We're working on a simple mini-game sort of thing, where you align gears to try and set the electricity work again in the city.
Okay. So what is it like, the electricity is like the heartbeat of the city sort of thing?
We've got like a mechanical robot who's he's rusting on his way out, so he needs to get new pieces for his replacement heart. Okay. And we've got a bunch of mini games that on completion of each of the mechanical mini games, you earn one piece, one component of his replacement heart.
Wait, you're making a mini game collection?
Yes.
Yeah.
So let me get this straight. You've got 48 hours to make a game. You decided, no, making one game isn't enough. Let's make several games in 48 hours and put them all together into one overall game.
Well, we've got six people on the team.
Whoa.
This is finished.
Yeah.
Again, and you're all like dividing up the mini games between you.
Yeah.
Okay, that's pretty.
We spent about, I think, the first 4 hours planning before we touched any computer whatsoever.
And how are you? So the other members of the team are the ones around you, or are they?
Some are here, some are asleep.
Yes. Very much. Boy, they'll be devastated they missed out on this interview. So, tell me, what's the how are you guys holding up?
Good ground,
plenty of coffee, plenty of tobacco.
Got 30 minutes sleep last night, so that was okay.
Yeah,
lucky enough. And you got couches. I remember for a jam before, I was lucky just to grab a bundle of someone's coat to use as a pillow on the floor.
Yeah, I had to sleep underneath my desk.
Nice. Yeah, I always love that. That's the classic, isn't it?
Yeah.
Sleep under the desk. It's like, no one will notice me here. And how's it going? So you've obviously done a fair bit of game development before. How are you finding the jam?
It's fun. Yeah, good experience.
Have you done many jams before?
First one.
Nice.
Yeah.
So you have to thank Global Games Jam for being out here making all these cool mini game robot mechanical.
Absolutely.
Games. All right. Well, listen. Is there anything else you'd like to say to everyone else out there on the global?
Any jobs?
And on that note. Would you like to introduce yourselves?
I'm Jack Coogan.
I'm Sam Gallagher.
I'm Richard Fahey.
I'm Alex Bailey.
And do you have a team name?
We agreed on Ludocracy. We're currently studying in the Ludo course in Ballycairn College.
Great.
So we just employed Ludo into Ludocracy because all of our ideas are crazy and it's Ludocracy.
So what are you working on now?
Well, basically we're trying to come up with a concept for the boyhead for a character. Yeah, and we want to make a robot. And basically it's a robot with a human heart and a human brain.
Okay.
And he wakes up. It's the first of his kind. But he wakes up and he's confused in hospital and he accidentally kills a scientist.
Okay.
So security start coming for him and he escapes the lab and he gets out onto the street and they're hunting him down. Okay. And he's chasing the scientist that ran from the lab, mm-hmm. while picking up documents kind of about himself and about how he came to put a human heart and a brain into a robot.
Okay.
And it eventually leads into Trinity College, into the library, and basically see the Book of Kells, and we're trying to implement that into it as a little Easter egg. So
that's really awesome. Is it like in 3D or 2D?
It'll be a 2D platformer, but like it has 3D aspects to it.
Nice.
Made in Unity.
So what gave you the idea?
Well, we just threw loads of ideas together. We were brainstorming last night, and it took us probably about a half an hour, 45 minutes to come up with the eventual idea that we're going with a cyborg.
Okay. And tell me, you guys all know each other before?
Yeah, we go to college together in Ballycairn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this your first game jam?
It is indeed, yeah.
And how are you finding it?
We went the harder route. We should have went the simpler route, but we like to do things hard.
I think you're right. I mean, this is all about diving in, just having fun. And how's it coming along?
It's slowly but surely getting there. Mm-hmm. We're surprised at the progress that we've made so far, and hopefully it just keeps up that way. We've hit a few walls, but
what sort of walls?
Sort of nothing's happening. Walls, just getting too giddy from tiredness.
Is it the sort of what did I just break walls?
Kind of, yeah.
That happens to us all.
But, sorry?
That happens to us all. A fair bit of development myself. And you're keeping it going through and you're holding up and everything?
We're holding up. It seems to be getting there. We're finalising concepts in the storyline. So some things are probably going to change, some things won't, but we're slowly but surely getting there, definitely.
Right. So, any advice or thoughts to all the other game developers out there around the world who are working on their own games?
Learn to program.
Yeah, it'd be kind of handy to learn to program, and usually C# or C++, because not being able to program, find yourself doing a lot of research online to try get a script to do it.
Do you actually have a programmer on your team?
We do, but he's actually missing at the minute. He seemed to go home today. He's sitting just here beside us. He went home today, and nobody's seen him since.
You're on a team with four artists and no programmer.
Yeah, basically. So we had to come up with a program ourselves, and we found a few scripts that we can use without cheating. So
whoever gets the game out there, man.
That's it, yeah. But we are getting there. With a bit of luck, he comes in and gets his alcohol.
He will return and deliver you to the promised land of a fully coded video game.
Yeah, that's definitely it.
Okay, well, definitely best of luck with that, because, you know, it's all people think, always don't underestimate the program.
Thanks, man.
And cool. And best of luck if you try learning programming yourself, because I mean, like anything, you start and you get better at it with time and effort.
Okay, thanks very much.
Thanks. Best of luck with you. Oh, do you have a name for the game yet?
We don't, but we have a name for the character, which is Pulse, which is based on the theme of the game.
Okay, brilliant.
Thank you.
Okay, is everyone having a good time? This is all recording, yay! Yeah. Griffith College Dublin Global Game Jam 2013. Everyone say So I think you're all doing great stuff, and yeah, keep best of luck for the next nearly 24 over 24 hours. All right, so things are continuing on. I guess we're not quite at the halfway mark. I think just as things are wrapping up, I think we'll finish with a song. So before we play the music, if we can talk to the guy who made it, there's actually, as I said earlier, one sound guy apparently in this entire room who's doing sound. So if audio gets neglected, it's pretty terrible. I've got a radio show called Bit Notes where I play video game music, and I often talk. There's so many great examples of great music, even though sometimes studios neglect it. And so we're gonna sign off on a song. So first, introduce yourself.
Well, my name is Martin O'Shea, and I came to do sound for a team, but then, as you said, I got here and then I realised there's actually no sound designers, and there's like 50 game designers here. So I just got asked to do that track for another team. They asked me to do it. They wanted like a steampunk robot game that was kind of like Ratchet and Clank but darker. So it was kind of like I was kind of quickly done that in about an hour in between doing another project. We're kind of getting there, but yeah, it's really good fun, that is, so far, and I'm really enjoying it.
Okay, cool. So have you done sound for a long while?
Yeah, I work as a sound engineer, and I've been in sound there for about 9 years, and I've done some film stuff, but this is my first really hardcore, like, do lots of game audio at once, like lots of sound design and lots of music.
Brilliant. And cool. And have you done tracks from any different teams and stuff?
Yeah, well, so far I've done two, and there's another one or two teams that are looking for tracks as well, so I'm going to try and get through them all tonight, maybe do like a 24 hour music marathon.
Music, yeah. Alright, well, I'll be playing the song in a second, and just playing the song soon, and thank you, and it's pretty cool, so thanks for putting it on for broadcast and everything.
Thanks so much, thanks for playing.
This was made specifically for the game jam, and how are you handling the game jam so far?
Well, I've had a 3 hour sleep so far, so
better more than some.
Exactly.
Listen, thank you very much. So to wrap, this is David Collins wrapping up the Bitnoted specific edition of the Global Game Jam. What we have here is we've talked to some great teams, are all striving forwards. They've still not quite hit the halfway point, and they've just made a huge great effort in everything. And if anyone is interested in my video game music radio show, it is Bitnote, which broadcasts from on Dublin South FM. And if you go to the dublinsouthfm.ie website, you can not only listen to the radio station live as it broadcasts, but you can also browse through and download old episodes of Bitnote, which you can also do at bitnotefm.com. Well, this has been David Collins' Bitnote. I'll sign off with that music track that he was just talking about there, the one he made. It's called Steampunk Robot. This has been David Collins' Bitnote. Thanks for listening.